question was raised recently here in the Beis Medrash or in the Yeshiva. If a person is davening late, Chas V'Shalom, after Zman Tefillah, so which parts of davening is a person allowed to say? Is a person allowed to say a full Seder HaTefillah? So just to review some very basic fundamental points, which should be obvious. But number one, a person is required to say Shema before the Zman Kriya Shema. That's a mitzvah d'oraisa. Zman Kriya Shema is 3 halachic hours into the day. This time of year, the Zmanim are relatively late. So the Sof Zman Kriya Shema is somewhere in the neighborhood of 9:30, if you check the calendar. Okay, a person is required midaraisa to say Shema before then. A person is required midarabanan to say Shemon Esrei before Zman Tefillah. Zman Tefillah is 1 halachic hour after Zman Kriya Shema. So it's 4 halachic hours into the day. If a person didn't say Shemon Esrei by Sof Zman Tefillah, then b'di'eved, he's still allowed to say Shemon Esrei until midday, until Chatzos Hayom. Chatzos Hayom is not necessarily 12 o'clock, it's the middle of the actual middle of the day. Some people think that just means you can daven shachris till chatzos. No, a person is chayef to daven shachris before Zman Tefillah, and if he misses it, then he's still allowed to daven until chatzos. Are you allowed to say the entire Seder at Tefillah if you're davening at that time, after Zman Tefillah, before chatzos, or not? So a person is allowed to say, halacha l'maisa, he's allowed to say birchos hashachar. He's allowed to say pesukah d'zimra. He certainly should say Shmon Esrei. He should say Shema, even though he's not Yotzei the mitzvah of Shema when he says it, but he should still say Shema anyway. But what about the Birchos Kriya Shema, from Yotzer or all the way through Gal Yisrael? Are you allowed to say those after Zman Tefillah? That's the question. I'll give you a little bit of the halachic discussion and background, and then halacha l'maisa. So the Mishnah says in Maseches Brachos and Daf Tes that if a person says Shema after the Zman Kriya Shema, lo hifsid, kekori betor. He didn't lose out. It's like he's saying psukim. It's like he's reading psukim from the Torah. What does that mean, he didn't lose out? He lost out on the mitzvah of Shema. He's not yotzei the mitzvah of Shema, bichlal. Or if you're saying, it's already taken that for granted, it's just saying, it's not usher to say Shema, so then why would I think it's usher to say it? It's psukim. Of course it's. So the Gemara says, lo hifsid es habrachos. He's still allowed to say the birchos kriya Shema after the zman kriya Shema. Still out to say. So the Birchos Kriya Shema, I might have thought, are inherently connected to the Shema, so to the extent that if you can't be yotzei the mitzvah of Shema, you can't say the brachos. Either the Gemara says no, you could still say the Birchos Kriya Shema. How long does that go on? The Gemara doesn't specify. So it's a machlokas harishonim. The Rambam says, if the Gemara says you could say Birchos Kriya Shema after this Zman Kriya Shema, and it doesn't say until when, so you could say it all day. Any time, even in the afternoon, you could theoretically say the Birchos Kriya Shema. That's the opinion of the Rambam. The Rosh has a suffix. The Rosh says, I don't know. The Gemara doesn't tell me. Does it mean all day? Does it mean only until Chatzos Hayom? Maybe it only means until Sof Zman Tefillah. You only get 1 extra hour beyond the Zman Kriya Shema. And it quotes Rav Haigon that, in fact, that's the limit. Sof Zman Tefillah is the limit for Birchos Kriya Shema. And if you say it after that, it's Brachos Levatol. So it's a Machlokas HaRishonim. In Shulchan Aruch, in Siman Nun Chesiv Vav, the Shulchan Aruch says, you can only say Birchos Kriya Shema until Sof Zman Tefillah. After that, one would say Shema, one would say Shemon Esrei, one cannot say the Birchos Kriya Shema. That's the Psak of Shulchan Aruch. However, many Achronim questioned this Psak. Chassam Sofer writes, for example, why should it go by Zman Tefillah? So apparently reviewing Birchos Kriya Shema as part of the Seder at Tefillah. Reviewing it as part of the process of Tefillah Imkein, just like if a person misses Shemon Esrei by Zman Tefillah, then b'di'eved, he can still say Shemon Esrei until Chatzos Hayom. So too, why shouldn't that apply to Birchos Kriya Shema? If you're saying it's not part of the Shema unit, it's part of the Tefillah unit, so it should follow all the laws of Tefillah. So some distinguish, and they say, no, maybe Chazal only instituted a second chance or a makeup type option for Shemon Esrei, which is even more central, which is, we're asking Bakashas Rachamim, but not for Birchos Kriya Shema. Others say, no, that it goes by the Zman Tefillah. It has all the rules of Tefillah. You're chayef to say it before the Zman Tefillah, but if you didn't, so then you could still say it until Chatzos Hayom. The Mishnah Berurah quotes in Siman Ches in the Be'er Halacha the different opinions about this issue and says, maybe you can rely on this if you missed Zman Tefillah, be'ones, but in a different place in the Mishnah Berurah, in Siman Ayin Aleph, he seems a little more strongly to adopt this position that if a person missed it, he can still say Birchos Kriyas Shema LaHalacha. The Sfardi Poskim, as a rule, just follow the Shulchan Aruch on this issue. They say that if you're davening after Zman Tefillah, you cannot say Birchos Kriyas Shema. Just say Shema and Shmona Esrei without the Birchos Kriyas Shema. The Ashkenazi Poskim, Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach and others, quote that the Minhaga Olam is to be Mekel, and to assume that if a person missed it due to circumstances beyond his control, that he would still be able to say the Birchos Kriyas Shema until Chatzos Hayom. Nonetheless, of course, we have to, for anything that isn't in our control, which is Baruch Hashem most of the time, be very, very careful to fulfill the Chiyuv Derabbanan to say Tefillah before the Zman Tefillah. Have a great day. Once again, a reminder, please put up the chairs, and have a great Shabbos.